Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. The interview with Jennifer Bates is particularly interesting in terms, again, of that theme of people working with partners, partners that work out in terms of the relationship and partners that do not work out in terms of the relationship. In her case, as we notice, the problem was basically that the other person was not adding value to the relationship. And she saw early on that by having this person stay on, when she finally obtained the success that she hoped for, the fruits of her labor, that then she would have a person that would be very expensive to work out a solution that would have that person leave the entity that they had formed. The problem, of course, is a great part, one of personality. Some people work better by themselves, and others really need someone else. And among the things that one has to determine when one chooses a partner is whether that person is someone that thinks and acts and has more or less the same strengths as one has, or whether one finds a partner that complements one's weaknesses. The McConnell-Valdez partnership is a great example of two people that complemented tremendously their strengths and weaknesses. Herbert McConnell was more introverted, intellectual, in the office, administrative, nuts and bolts in terms of the legal practice. And Adolfo Valdez, Wally Valdez, was a person who was extroverted, the big picture, the social relationship was really important with the clients, and a very practical sense of doing business and interpreting and working the law in a way that results were obtained, not necessarily on the nuts and bolts at Herbert McConnell. So Herbert McConnell was more in the banking, the regulation, the very technical area, and Wally Valdez in the more corporate general, as acquisitions and sales and these kinds of strategies were implemented, well, did tremendous work with Rexach Construction and Garcia Commercial were the types of clients that he worked with. In the case of Jimmy Van Kirk that we heard last week, they probably complemented each other. But I think the problem there was just not having sat down and discussed beforehand their expectations of the relationship and what each one would receive as they went forward. So that became a setback, although both of them, I think, will have achieved to a great extent some successes and will move forward separately in different businesses, taking those experiences to heart as they move forward. The other thing that can be done in the case of Jennifer Bates is a good example. Even if you're by yourself or you decide that the best way is to continue to do business by yourself, is to bring in other people in terms of forming a board that complements you. So in the case of Jennifer, she mentioned that on her board, she's brought in John Richardson, a financial person that complements her, and her corporate lawyer to help her. These boards can be very helpful, especially if you listen to them, if you take their advice to heart, if you bring the really difficult questions to them in a correct way, and follow. Not necessarily what they say, but with an open mind, because often these boards of third parties that do not own any shares in the corporation are basically people to talk to, and really, as I've seen in certain entities that I have served on boards, are not really that interested in hearing back messages that do not go along with what the owner, CEO wants. So if you're going to have these boards, you not only should have people that compliment you, but you should make sure that these meetings are formal, that they are substantive, and that really you take to heart what the advice is. Doesn't mean you have to go along with it, but really challenge yourself to take into account those different points of view, which is the reason why you brought them on to the board. The third way of complimenting, especially if you're by yourself or you're with one other person, is to bring in specific professionals, whether it's an economist, whether it's a banker, in a professional, you know, fee arrangement. I think every businesses should have a CPA of trust and confidence with whom you can work on an ongoing basis and will tell you what needs to be done forthrightly. And a good lawyer is also an indispensable member of the team. And based on conversations we have had in this program, it is clear, you know, my position, that these relationships have to be established with great care, with great amount of respect, and I believe on an ongoing basis with continuity in order to get the best value for both sides. The dimension that in my new career I'm bringing to the community, and I have 4 or 5 clients already on that particular way of doing business, is I'm there on an ongoing basis as a consultant to prevent and to resolve conflicts both internally and externally with all the communications and all the strategy that involves. And when I say on an ongoing basis, is there's a monthly retainer, and we meet on a monthly basis, depending on the complexity of the situation, for 2 hours, 3 hours, twice a month. It varies depending on the client that we have. And then we work out long-term priorities, short-term priorities, and of course, there's the ever a new matter that arises on a weekly and sometimes on a daily basis. So this relationship, which I really prize very much, and the experiences I have had with the clients that we have established this relationship, I think the value has been tremendous. And my enjoyment of feeling part of the team and knowing where they're headed, and it means both on a personal as well as on the corporate level, because they, with these entrepreneurs, with these individual situations where you have a corporation but it's basically one individual, the personal matters are often just as important as the corporate matters, that they're intertwined, and you have to understand the entire relationship in order to really be helpful. So when an issue arises, you start already knowing more or less the way that person's going to think, and it's really important. So with that, we close this particular program. I wish you the best for this week, and hope to have you next week as my listener. Take care.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.